Two churches have come together as one congregation in Cambridge. 5 years ago, First United Church and St. John's on the Hill, United. Today, the newly renovated, Cedar Hill United Church, located at 241 Cedar St. in Galt, will celebrate as both congregations gather and unite for a dedication service on Sunday, October 16 at 10:30 a.m. Carol Aris, a member of the Cedar Hill congregation, said the amalgamation of the two made sense as both churches were faced with declining numbers and rising costs. I think now, as with many churches, there are declining populations. There are many older folks, and many who are not with us anymore, said Aris, who is also co-chair of the church amalgamating committee. With a decline in populations, comes a decline in contributions, and so costs are an issue. First United Church is an extremely old and beautiful church, but it was just so costly to maintain. Many churches are dying, and we just didn't want that to happen to us. After meeting for a couple of years, Aris, a member of First United since 1948, said that both church councils believed that in order to move forward, it made perfect sense for the two congregations to come together. According to Aris, First United Church grew from one of the oldest congregations in Galt, and has a rich history dating back to the arrival of the first Scottish settlers to the area in 1817. The church worshipped at 15 Wellington Street since 1863, and on October 29, 2017, it held its final service. The birth of St. John's on the Hill happened when members of First United Church recognized the need for another United Church on the growing west side of Galt. The first service of the West Galt Community Church was held at Highland School. Land was acquired in 1958, and in 1960, a portable church was erected on site. In October 1969, the first service in the present building was held, and in 1971, and a new name, St. John's on the Hill, was approved. Street. John's was originally a spin-off of First United, so it seemed to make perfect sense that in order to move forward and continue, they would amalgamate, Aris said. It's fitting that the two congregations have joined under a new name, to move forward together. There is so much history, which is why this is so special. It's amazing, the number of folks who have come from First United Church, who have been there as long as I have, and are ready to move on as well. After the sale of First United Church, numerous renovations, and an expansion to St. John's on the Hill, Cedar Hill United Church is ready to make it official, and celebrate a new beginning. Since the amalgamation in 2017, Aris said there were a few delays to deal with due to construction, and of course, COVID-19. But we are now finally reaching about 95% completion, so it's very exciting, Aris said. Renovations to the church include upgrades to lighting and air conditioning in the sanctuary, a renovated and enlarged reception hall, office, and meeting room, a new elevator, additional maintenance rooms, an accessible washroom, and automated doors. New heating and air conditioning was also added throughout the building. Out front, we now have a portico for inclement weather so cars can drive through and drop off folks who might have some difficulties walking, Aris said. And with a new beginning for both church communities, comes a new minister, Reverend Whitten Daly. He's a young minister from Jamaica. He has served at a church in Toronto as a youth minister, and this is his first full-serve congregation as head minister. He has certainly fit in well. He is quite the character and everyone really loves him, Aris said. Daly said that it is an exciting time to join the Cedar Hill United Church congregation. I think this coming together, the merger, was a wise decision, and I think so, for the community as well. It is in a sense, a repositioning of the church for the changing times, Daly said. Cedar Hill has about 130 families in the congregation, and the sanctuary can seat between 250 to 300 people. Aris said that with a newly renovated church, hopefully this will encourage new membership and an increase in congregation numbers. For me, it's a continuation. I have known many of the families for many years, and so, it has become a church family, Aris said. While we have had combined services before, it feels great to be together now, and under one roof. For more information about Cedar Creek United Church, visit here.